Here in lesson 75 now, we're going to talk about what do people mean by evolution. You know, that word gets thrown around a lot out there in our culture. It is really important when you're talking to people and they mention their views on evolution that you clearly understand what they mean. So it's not bad to ask them, what do you mean when you say evolution? Let's take a look at the three most popular uses of the term in our culture and make sure we understand Darwinian evolution. So, click on the screen. Do people mean change over time? Now, that makes sense. If I can evolve into a better baseball player or into a more responsible person. So yeah, evolution definitely means change over time. Does it mean all life, including me, descended from a common ancestor? For example, Darwinian finches. Well, this is referred to as microevolution, variation within a species, without knowing what the cause of the change is. Intelligent design would agree with this, that you can see within the same species change between the common animals or organisms within that species, like birds here with finches or dogs. So there's no problem with these two definitions. Now let's go to slide two. Or is what people really mean that what we're looking at instead, click on the screen, is that all ordered, complex living creatures, including me, are the product of billions of years of unguided events which work together to produce design and order from a starting point of simplicity and randomness. In other words, as this picture shows, from a single-celled organism that came from somewhere, we don't really know where the origin of life came from, through a bunch of transitions to end up with a fully formed human being. This is Darwin's, or today's, scientific community's definition, macroevolution. This is what's referred to in our schools. This is what's being taught. Change between species, where somehow an animal can go from an amoeba to a fully formed human being. Through all those things we talked about, the human eye, the ear, the heart, the brain, all those pathways are developed over time in small increments. So let's go to slide three now. In slide three, the question is, okay, how are our high schools teaching evolution to our children? So here, when we look at our biology textbook, Concepts and Corrections, the fifth edition, this textbook is very popular. It's taught to our kids in schools. Let's go ahead and click on the screen. What do the textbooks teach? That life arose from non-life, that we descended from a common ancestor, our organs descended from primitive ones by unguided incremental changes over time, that humans transitioned from primal life forms, that birds transitioned from dinosaurs, that we can see natural selection in action today. These are all concepts that are being taught in schools. How do they teach life arose from non-life? By again mentioning the Miller-Urey experiment. How do they show us that we descended from a common ancestor? By presenting embryology, human DNA, homology, and tree of life, the Darwin tree of life. That our organs descended from primitive ones. They go through the vertebrate eye. That humans transition from primitive life forms. They reference the human fossil record and what they call vestigial organs, you know, useless organs that don't work today. Birds transition from dinosaurs. Almost every textbook will talk about Archaeopteryx, a fossil. That we can see natural selection in action. They'll go to the Galapagos finches or maybe the peppered moth. How do you counter that? How do you know whether that's true or not? In each of these lessons that I'm referencing here on this slide, if you look in the book, the main book, we go in great detail of why each of these things taught in school are false. And how do you then understand what Darwinian evolution is really trying to say? So if you look at our takeaway, is this circumstantial evidence strong enough to convince you that your child, what your child is taught in our schools, can be presented to them as fact? This is critical, that our children are being taught what the truth is. Attached is a video from Dr. Jonathan Wells, a biologist who exposed the lies of the supposed overwhelming evidence for evolution. Parts 1 and 2, they're very worth watching. This is lesson 75 as we begin our journey into what is evolution.